My family arranged my marriage. I had no choice. Marrying was an opportunity to help my family by sending money home. To apply for my residency, I had to do a medical check. It was when I got the result. I was really sad. HIV means death in my country. I was really scared that I was going to be sent back because I didn't have permanent residency. I want to believe that my husband didn't know about HIV, that he was not aware that he was HIV positive when we got married. We don't touch this subject. I'm scared in case this is not the truth. I accepted HIV because I believed it was a punishment for sins from a previous life. I had a few good men wanting to marry me in my country, but it was a bad fate that my family chose my current husband. I did not want to tell my mother. They did it because they believed it was the right thing to do. At first, I didn't want to think about HIV and my situation. I kept myself busy working hard to send money home to my mother. I used to write to her, telling her how I was happy here and how the town was beautiful. But I always had to rewrite it because I did not want her to see the mark of my tears on the paper. No one knows about our situation in our town. I worry that they will think we're bad people. What helped me to realize that to have HIV is not something to be ashamed of, but something to learn from. Looking at my story through a different angle, it was a good fate to have moved to Australia, because here I'm able to have treatment that is not available in my country. It was also a good fate to have contact with a good doctor that told me about a service in the city where there was a health worker able to understand my needs. Since then, my life has changed for the better. I had someone to trust, to tell my secret, and someone who understood my culture. It was a relief to have so much heavy weight out of my heart. Only a few people know that I'm HIV positive. Living in a small town can be hard. I protect my privacy, and I know the people who work in the clinic do not tell others unless I give permission. I'm learning to live with HIV. I've learned how good it is to share my feelings with my support worker. I know now that HIV is not a death sentence, and I read about people living with HIV for more than 20 years. I love living, so I want to live longer to be able to see my family again. I'm learning hairdressing and learning about Australian culture. People in Australia are friendly and try to help me.